I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. Remember to play each piece twice. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract.
So is the course living up to your expectations?
Yes, I have no real issues with it, really. I wasn't sure initially whether I'd like the fact that there's this mixture of classes with the group and one-to-one sessions online with the tutors. But actually, I've come round to thinking it's the real strength of the course. Don't you agree?
Undoubtedly. I mean, that's why I went for it in the first place. It's nice to meet the staff and other students, but it's the personal attention by email that you want. Although I must say, some of the staff are more helpful than others.
But the group lessons are useful too.
Oh, yes. Some people complained about the fact that you get face-to-face feedback on project work in them, that it wastes class time. But I have no problem with that. But the sessions are the only chance we get to use some of the more sophisticated software. I mean, they did make it clear in the pre-course information that we'd only have limited access to that. But I still think it's a shame we can't come in and use it out of class time.
Yes, I agree.
Now play the recording again. Extract 1. You hear two students discussing a part-time design course they're doing. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, basically, as a seasoned traveller, you must have got packing off to a fine art.
I'm not that great at travelling light, simply because anything can and often does happen, and I like to feel fully prepared. So I'm a complete sucker for gadgets and gizmos, and I have a bagload of stuff that I take with me. I'm still looking for the ideal rucksack or carry-on, actually. And of course, I've always got my iPod for those long days on the road when you don't know how long you might be hanging around waiting for transport.
So what have you learnt from travelling?
Well, I guess it's a cliche, but the more you see of other cultures, the more you come to appreciate your own. I don't mean that I miss the comforts of home or anything like that. More that I've got the opportunity to travel and see the world because I've got folks back home in a wealthy Western culture to pick up the tab if things go wrong. I mean, without that, and a lot of people you meet don't have that, would I ever have had the courage to do half the things I've done? I doubt it somehow.
Now play the recording again. Extract 2. You hear part of an interview with a young man who's been travelling in many remote parts of the world. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Now, you've come in for a lot of stick, haven't you, in response to your latest album?
Everyone went nuts about the cover. We knew it might cause some controversy, but I didn't think it was that outrageous. We just had this slogan which read no cover art, like the Beatles did the White Album all those years ago, the first one with no picture on the cover. But predictably, I guess, we got all these irate bloggers going overboard and dismissing it, and one newspaper included it in a list of the worst album covers ever. Actually, I reckon it's quite endearing the way it was done.
But is this because these people don't like the music?
Well, there is a certain snobbery out there, and I reckon these are people who don't regard us as cool or whatever. But I don't think that's what lies behind it, actually. I reckon the problem stemmed from the fact that we were misquoted in the first piece written about it. It said that I wanted to kill album artwork, which is just so far off the mark. What we actually wanted to do was draw people's attention to it, for them to have a look round and see that it's mostly rubbish.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with the lead singer in a rock band. Now look at questions 5 and 6.